going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
In hour two of the show, sponsored by Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Locations in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, and also at 70th and Pioneers. Bill, what's Shindaddy got going on today in Creighton?
He's got a big day. He's got Mayhem Monday. They're filming the Allstate commercial there.
No.
The Allstate, so the Mayhem guy's there, and they're going to have Mayhem that breaks out while people come in to get to cash their checks. And the mayor is going to all of a sudden, there's going to be like a chandelier fall and all kinds of stuff's going to happen. So the entire, the whole block is shut down. So the Mayhem guys, they're filming it. They're in the bank. Yeah, Mayhem Monday.
Oh, God.
And so like during football season, when they have like the Mayhem commercial come on, it'll show Midwest Bank. People coming into bank.
So that famous
the famous guy's going to be there. Yeah, I don't know his name.
I got it.
I don't know what his name is.
We just know him as the Mayhem guy.
Just the Mayhem guy. It really is enough, really, because
no,
I don't think anybody knows his name. Mm-mm. I don't think anybody knows, but he's just known as the Mayhem. He walks around, he's Mayhem. That's it. Yeah. And that's what he wants to be known as.
So, his name is Dean Winters.
Dean Winters. Mayhem Monday. So they have all the lights, camera, action. They have everything set up. And then Mayhem's going to break out. And
oh
it's all going to be videoed. And it's all going to be local actors in there. So it's going to be really
But he's
cool.
going to be
He'll
there.
He'll be there. Oh, yeah. He'll be
Dean,
there.
Dean will be there.
Dean will be there. Everyone else will be from Knox County.
That's a good idea.
And so it gets a chance. There's going to be like 49 other actors in there. And so a lot of things when things break out, a lot of excitement.
People know who we're talking about, don't they?
I think everyone knows
Everybody knows who the Mayhem guy is. I get a kick out of it because Dean Winters is the most non-Mayhem name I think you could have possibly come up with.
Dean Gerard Winters.
There's some funny stuff on the Mayhem commercial. I enjoy him.
Well,
I really
how old do you think
him.
He is?
I'm going to say he's 49.
Mm-hmm. I'll say 41.
Yeah. Ooh, God, you're 20 years off.
Really?
60 years old.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I thought it was a little light. But.
Wow. I can't believe that. I mean, imagine you're 60 years old and you're known as the Allstate Mayhem
guy. Just imagine, though, that thing hit. It's like he's like Larry Culpepper.
He's amazing.
I mean, he's Larry Culpepper.
Genuinely funny.
Bill, people are asking if they can still get a car loan during Mayhem Monday.
Absolutely. Okay. The banking will still take place. That's the unique part of Midwest Bank.
Yeah, Sean in Omaha is asking, is Allstate covering the damages or injuries today?
100%. Okay. Everyone signs a one-day disclaimer. Everyone signs it when they come in the door. But there's going to be 49 extras in there. So,
Good God.
Yeah, they've been vetted, and they're ready to go. They're very excited. It's a beautiful day. Can you imagine what it's like? They'll be just sitting outside Mr. Mayhem, and all of a sudden people are waving at him and stuff like that.
It's amazing.
People in a director's chair sitting around out in the parking lot.
So Shindy's back full-time working now.
He's back full-time right there. There's Bolt. It's good to see Bolt.
Where's Bolt?
Right there.
Giving us like the Texas horn sign.
Hook him. Yeah. Anyway, that's all going on in Midwest Bank out in Creighton. You can visit their two locations in Lincoln today, 27th and Jamie Lane, and also at 70th and Pioneers. All right, guys. We've been yelled at from the rooftops.
Yelled at.
From the rooftops
Let's
to talk about
it. Let's talk some softball.
Nebraska softball sweeps Maryland over the weekend.
It's a big sweep.
It was. They now turn their attention to the Big Ten tournament that's going to be happening. Starts on Wednesday, but Nebraska locked down the 3 seed, so they will not play until the first game of the day on Thursday. That it'll take place at 10 a.m. Central Time. They will play the winner of number 6 seed Iowa and number 11 seed Penn State. This takes place out in West Lafayette at the on the campus of Purdue. Nebraska is still with a chance to host a regional. We talked so much about
that'd be incredible.
Oh my gosh, as they set a record, an attendance record over the weekend of over 7,200 people went over to Bolin on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday combined, an attendance record. But if Nebraska softball, who's not out of the running to host a regional, I say that because they've been kind of in the top 16 to 20 in the top 25 all season long. The atmosphere, this is something I thought about yesterday, guys, is when I was, whether I was at Hawks or I was at Bolin, Lincoln and the Husker fans for softball and baseball, they deserve to host a regional. Because in baseball and softball, in the Big Ten, baseball and softball can get a bad rap. They can, especially baseball. But Nebraska is one of the Big Ten schools that does invest in those two programs.
Absolutely. And I think it has to make a difference. And all of a sudden I go, okay, where do we want to go with this? Do we want to send here where they're going to draw 400 people? Or how about a sold out place? If I was a team, I'm like, I'd just as soon go to Lincoln. Be fun to play in that environment that it would be play here at home in front of, you know, there's some places that don't. They don't show up. But Nebraska fans are incredible. And that setting is really cool. We all know that the softball setting is remarkable. Yeah. So Rhonda, getting it done.
It's truly fascinating because I was looking at this, and we know that the way that when once the NCAA has all top 16 teams of who they want to have host regionals, we know how they want to do travel. Normally, they only want to fly one team, and they're trying to bus two other teams when you're talking about a regional travel. And so that's why Nebraska, whether it's baseball or softball, they get sent to a Stillwater, Oklahoma often. Or somewhere like that, is because usually Oklahoma State is one of those teams that is a host site. And so they'll say, well, Nebraska can bus. We'll send some, you know, lower level Division I team over to bus, and then we'll fly one team in. It works out well from a geographical standpoint. But Nebraska, if they make some noise in the Big Ten tournament, they're 38-12 on the year. They're good enough to host. And so it's one of those things of where, if you're Nebraska, there everything you want is in front of you. I was gonna say this. We got some jokes on the text line of, you know, who we can all name from Husker softball. I'll say this. First off, there's a lot that gets talked, a lot of Jordy Ball conversation, and rightfully so. I'll read off her stats in just a minute, guys. Okay. But Nebraska softball utilized the transfer portal incredibly well this year. They went out and they graduated Billy Andrews, who was from Gretna last year. She was an All-American shortstop, had 20-plus home runs in a season, was really, really good for Nebraska softball, among other players that they graduated. But they utilized the transfer portal. They go out and they get the Kamenzins twins. They go out and get Ava Cusack, who would be having an all-Big Ten first-team type of season, and so many people would be talking about her if Jordy Ball was not on this team. And so you look around, and they graduated four seniors yesterday on senior day. Ava Breadwell has been a staple and consistent behind the plate. This has been a mix of kind of everything that Rhonda Revelle has needed, and all the excitement at the right time. They're playing their best ball right now at the right time too, which is incredibly beneficial.
What's Jordy's stats?
So let me pull them up real quick, because I made the mistake of not bookmarking.
Did she lead with a leadoff home run yesterday? Did she have a home run in the first inning? Am I off on that?
She hit one to the track. Yeah. She hit one to the warning track yesterday in center field. But so Jordy Ball's statistics on the year, the 5'8 junior from Papio is tearing it up, not only at the plate, but in the circle, which is what is crazy. And a big reason why she transferred is Oklahoma didn't utilize her bat very often. Okay. And she was an incredible hitter out of high school. But Oklahoma and Patty Gasso wanted her only in the circle. They didn't want to use her as a designated player or a first baseman or whatever. And we've seen Jordy play kind of a couple of different spots this year. This season for Nebraska in the circle, 22-5 record with a 1.45 earned run average in 32 appearances. She has 18 complete games. She's thrown in 163 1/3 innings, which is a career high for a season. She's only allowed 86 hits in her entire season, and she only has 34 earned runs this season in 163 innings. She's only allowed 13 home runs. She struck out 234 batters. 234 strikeouts this season alone.
What's the ratio?
So it's 67 walks to 234 strikeouts.
That's good.
She's faced a total of 668 batters. So you're talking about striking out 234 out of 668 batters.
Darn.
One out of every three?
Hey, she did hit a solo home run, top of the first.
Thank you.
She led off with it.
As I was watching the marathon, I showed up in the top of the second inning.
She's got 19 home runs.
It's incredible. So that's what she's doing in the circle. I keep wanting to say on the mound, and I don't mean it to be that way.
No,
but
you can't say that.
No, because the correct terminology is in the circle for softball, on the mound for baseball.
Did you know that?
I did know that. I did.
I am not sure I did know that.
I knew that.
You can't say mound.
No, it's not the correct thing. But either way, so when you look at Nebraska though, I'll pull up just like I mentioned. When I talked about Ava Cusack, her statistics. So she on the year, the junior 5'7" junior from Broomfield, Colorado, Ava Cusack, with on the year, she's a Wisconsin transfer in 148 at bats, hitting .419 at the plate.
Ava
Cusack, .419 at the plate. She has 19 home runs, 55 RBI. On the season, her slugging percentage is .899. That all I'm saying is when we're talking about Nebraska softball, you mentioned Jordy Ball and how many home runs she has. Ava Cusack's right up there. We're talking about all Big Ten first team type of players. One of them just doesn't get the notoriety because they're not a two-time national champion at Oklahoma, not from Nebraska, and doesn't do it both ways in the circle and at the plate.
Dang.
They got things rolling at the right time. Are they also single elimination?
So softball single elimination. So Nebraska, as I mentioned, they'll play Thursday at 10 a.m. They'll play the winner of Iowa, number 6 seed Iowa, and number 11 seed Penn State. The top seeds are UCLA, Oregon's in that conversation as well, and then Ohio State as well. So Oregon's the number one seed, UCLA's the two, okay. Nebraska's the three, and Ohio State is the four seed. But similar to the baseball side of things, just the top 12 seeds or top 12 in the standings will make the Big Ten softball tournament. And as I mentioned at the start of this segment,
close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Nebraska, this is all taking place out at West Lafayette.
West Lafayette.
In Purdue, which that's another thing
that I
will
say. So they have the best complex? Is that
no,
why?
No, certainly not. Nebraska, Bolin Stadium has the best complex in softball. I don't ask me how they choose. It's a rotation that they just go up and down the list. They don't. It's not chosen because of the best complex, not chosen because of hotels. There's no right or understood judgment when choosing the location of the Big Ten softball tournament. It was at Michigan a couple years ago. I remember talking to Courtney Wallace, who was a pitcher for the Huskers a couple of years ago. And I was like, why at Michigan? It was the year that Nebraska won the Big Ten tournament in Michigan. And I said, why Michigan? And she's like, I don't know. It's the worst facility. It's the worst fields. They need to be at Bolin, because we talked about it when we talked regionals. The fan support. It's the same thing as if you go to Charles Schwab Field up for the baseball tournament, is you'll have just the runoff Nebraska fans that just want to see baseball. And you won't get a lot of travelers for softball or baseball tournaments, but you're going to be able to get just some fans in the area that want to watch the sport.
Hmm.
And so I don't know why they wouldn't put it at Bolin.
Well, I don't know. Can you have it at one place all the time?
I'm saying that since Nebraska's been in the conference, it has never been at Bolin.
Oh.
We're talking 15 years now, and it's never been at Bolin.
That's shocking. That is a little
isn't
shocking.
So it's not a rotation. It just doesn't go up and down the Big Ten order.
Yeah. So it's pretty bizarre there. But that's Nebraska softball, 38-12 on the season. They'll now await the winner of a first-round game on Wednesday between 6-seed Iowa, 11-seed Penn State. After sweeping Maryland this week, improving to 38-12, they will play at 10 a.m. Okay, on the other diamond, just about a block away, Nebraska baseball. They had themselves quite the weekend. They lose on Friday to Minnesota. They win on Saturday and Sunday, guys. And I've brought this up in other conversations, but Nebraska scratching and clawing trying to make the Big Ten tournament right now. Mm. Scratching and clawing. After taking 2 of 3 yesterday from the Golden Gophers, they now sit alone in 11th place in the Big Ten standings. Nebraska baseball does, with 2 series left. I misspoke earlier on the show, and I said just one. They have 2 series left. They play Creighton tomorrow night at home at Haymarket Park. Then they'll host Michigan this weekend for their final home series of the season, but then go to Purdue next weekend for their final regular season series, and the Big Ten tournament is the week to follow. Just as a reminder, the top 12 teams, once again, they will advance to the Big Ten tournament. If you're in the bottom six, you don't make it. And Nebraska's right there on the fence at the 11th spot right now after taking 2 of 3 from Minnesota yesterday.
11-13.
In the conference, yeah.
Yeah, 11-13, 24-24 overall. So they got Michigan. Michigan will be tough.
Yeah.
14-10, then Purdue, not so much. But got to go on the road. God, I mean, they got to make the Big Ten tournament.
It would be a colossal collapse if they don't make the tournament. I would so this is something I said to you guys yesterday, is Nebraska, this if they don't make the Big Ten tournament this year, this would now be the second time in Will Bolt's frankly short tenure. His first full season was in 2021. And in that first full season, they won the Big Ten tournament championship, or the regular season championship, because they didn't have a, an actual bracket style. And then they ended up going to Arkansas that year.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, it was spectacular. Mm-hmm. But then unfortunately, they followed it up with two back-to-back losing seasons. Mm. Did not make the tournament, and they did not make the regionals either. And so now in 2024, last year, they have another 35-40 win season. They go, did they win the Big Ten tournament in an impressive fashion, coming all the way back after losing their opening game. They win the Big Ten tournament against Penn State last season up in Omaha, and they get sent down to Stillwater and face Florida, Jack Caglione, and Oklahoma State, and those guys put on a decent showing, but ultimately you looked at what then they were returned this season and said, okay, you know you graduated Josh Caron, and you know you moved on from Brett Sears, your Friday night starter, but for the most part, seven of your nine guys that started in a lineup in the lineup consistently, they returned. And that was headlined by guys like Case Sanderson and Gabe Swanson, and Riley Silva was involved in that conversation, Dylan Carey as well. And you knew you needed guys to take a step forward, but Nebraska's biggest issue this season, as they're in risk of not even making the tournament, is they don't have a consistent or strong enough of an offense to then blend and mix with the inconsistencies on the mound. And Nebraska's pitching staff right now, part of its injuries, because they lost Mason McConaughey earlier in the year, that's their Friday night guy because of an injury. Part of the issue, though, is that the pitching staff is not good enough to hold opponents to less than two runs, mm-hmm, to where you can win a 1-0 or a 2-1 ball game. And so it's a mix of the staff will consistently allow 5, 6, 7 runs, or yesterday you might hold them to 3. It was a good outing by Jackson Brockett for the most part, but you'll hold them to 3, but can your offense get you enough? And to this point of the season, it just hasn't been.
I've been inconsistent. I mean, been really inconsistent. I mean, pitching too, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination. It's a combination. That's where it was. You needed guys to kind of just make the natural jump. You needed somebody like Mason McConaughey, who unfortunately got hurt. You needed him to show that, okay, last year in 2024, he was a really good Saturday guy. But what can you do to be your day one guy? Mm-hmm. What can you do to be that team's ace? And he started out fine. It wasn't anything spectacular by any means. I think you expected or hoped for more from Ty Horn. Who's going to be an MLB, you know, guy in the future. But then the same issue has plagued Nebraska the last 7, 8 years, even predating Will Bolt. It's finding a competent and consistent Sunday guy. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we saw a really good performance from Jackson Brockett, but there's been days where Jackson Brockett can't make it out of the second inning, or there's been days where Nebraska needs a Johnny Holstaff type of approach on Sunday, and it's just not the way Nebraska should go about things. And so I was surprised yesterday, while Nebraska won on Sunday and they took 2 of 3 from Minnesota and all things are good, I was surprised to not see Case Sanderson in the starting lineup yesterday. Like, I look at this, and this has been puzzling. They didn't use the same starting lineup until a month and a half into the season. Hmm. It took them 22 games to actually use the same starting lineup in the batter's box, I should say, in the season. And what I say is Nebraska's scratching and clawing right now. Yesterday, they went into the game against Minnesota tied for 12th place. Mm-hmm. You're right at the line there. And unfortunately, one of your best players isn't in the lineup.
What's the deal?
And that's where it's kind of been palms up. I don't really know the entire year.
Palms up.
Palms up.
Palms up. I don't really know the entire season. Is because it's been kind of a head scratcher of why the staff maybe has chosen to put guys in certain situations, and if it was working and Nebraska was trending towards a lock for a regional, nobody would be asking questions.
Do you see any signs of them getting hot and like making a big run in Omaha?
I look at ways you never know in Omaha because you're going to have the home crowd behind you, right? Mm-hmm. But I look at it this way, of what part of their roster does it look like it's like on the brink? And I would say their offense is there.
OK, Okay.
It's there it's, you go. They got there's something about baseball plate approach at the plate. Mm-hmm. What's your mindset stepping into the box? All of that plays a pretty big factor. Nebraska's has been suspect this season, but yesterday you started to see it over the course of the game trend in the right direction, trying to attack first pitch strikes, being a little more aggressive at the plate. That's the type of ball that Will Bolt wants to play. And this might come across as I'm calling out the staff, and that's not what I'm attempting to do. But we can't forget, Troy Dannon extended Will Bolt 5 years after last season. And so one of Troy Dannon's first things on campus was that he extended Will Bolt for 5 years. After Will Bolt wins Big Ten Coach of the Year, they win the Big Ten Tournament, and they have a pretty good showing in a regional. Mm-hmm. And so if you follow it up, Nebraska's going to lose a lot of pieces after this season. But mm-hmm. if you follow it up with not making your conference tournament when it's in your own backyard, it leaves kind of a disgusting taste in your mouth.
Goes without saying. They'll make it, though. I mean, they're probably in okay shape, right?
They're in 11th place. They're not in okay shape.
Well, but they got a home series.
They have a home series against 6th place Michigan this weekend.
They can get 2 of 3, then Purdue's 9-15.
Yeah.
I think they'll be okay. And then maybe they make a run in Omaha, right? We'll Is there what's the NCAA tournament? Is it
Nebraska's going to have to win the Big Ten tournament.
Okay, that's it.
I'll tell you that. There have been, in the last 3 years, there have been 40-win Big Ten teams that don't win the Big Ten tournament that have been left out. Rutgers was a 45-win team two seasons ago and was left out of the regionals.
That's shocking.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they got to win.
They're gonna have to win their Big Ten tournament. So,
well, you can see that, though, right? Making a run? Making a little run?
Right now, I do not. I hope I'm wrong. It's a different ballpark. It plays differently than Haymarket and Hawks does, and it's a different ballpark. Doesn't fit well with Nebraska's style either.
And this was a team that was picked second in the Big Ten?
That's correct. They're a preseason top 25. They're 24th in the country to start the year. So it's just been puzzling. It's just puzzling, I think, to say the least. All right, before we get to break, Bill, the three words you never want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
That's right. And you can avoid all of that with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. They're in all 93 counties in Nebraska and manage all things IT. It truly is a one-stop shop. You can get a free consultation today at AppliedConnective.com. All right, when we come back, we have a couple of other things to talk about. Nebraska and a Nebraska alumni. Sip, you brought this to my attention over the weekend. Hopefully you can talk about it. A Nebraska alumni made some waves in the professional game over the weekend. We'll tell you that. Get to the game show as well before we get to the 8 o'clock hour when we come back on 93.7 The Ticket.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.